T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, really saddened to hear of Sweet P. Whitaker there. I used to love those Olympic boxing teams in the 70s and 80s. Sugar Ray Leonard, John Tate, Sweet P. Whitaker, bunch of those guys. I used to follow them really closely. He was fun to watch.
Killed by crossing the street in Virginia Beach. Is that the story?
Yep.
Wow.
Remember Sugar Ray when he was an Olympian? And then,
I do.
And then,
I covered a couple of his fights. Those were great moments. I covered one in Vegas. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like the moment, like the 5 minutes before a big fight, when the excitement and the energy in the building is just incredible. And I'm not the biggest boxing guy in the world. Don't get me wrong, but those were kind of pretty good memories.
Oh, man, did I love that. I'm just reading about him right now. Won 2 pro fights with a broken hand. And he might have been the most talented of the bunch. Mark Breland is another guy I remember.
Yeah, from there you go. Teams. There's a name.
It was fun. Not John Tate. Frank Tate was the gold medalist at 156. But wasn't John Tate, wasn't he a heavyweight?
I thought so.
So did I.
I didn't think that you were wrong on the name.
Evander Holyfield only won a bronze at 178? That's incredible to me. So you covered the Olympics back then, Ron, or his
Not
pro fight?
Not necessarily back then. I covered four or five of them. I don't even remember who the big fighters were back when I was there. I didn't do a lot of the boxing.
I am reading a book right now, as it turns out, by the late, great Ralph Wiley. Did you ever know him as a sports writer?
I knew the name. I didn't know him.
And it is fabulous stuff. And sometimes, boxing was king in this country for a long time ago.
Well, I got a book in the mail the other day that I'll let you read. I think you would enjoy it. It was by the late, great Roy McHugh.
Yes.
About when boxing owned Pittsburgh.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It was about the boxing halcyon days of boxing in Pittsburgh, as only Roy could do it.
Speaking of non-mainstream sports, did you happen to catch any of that tennis match yesterday, Ron? The Wimbledon final?
I can honestly say I didn't.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
4 hours and 56 minutes. Do you believe that?
12-12 in the last set. In the fifth set, they had to go to the new rule, tiebreaker. The thing would have gone. It would still be going.
Where do you rate those guys as athletes? I think they're very high.
Phenomenal to be able to do that.
Endurance, hand-eye coordination, foot coordination, speed, it's just unbelievable how good they are. I'm real happy I got to cover a couple U.S. Opens at Flushing Meadow back in the day. And to see that personally, it's just amazing.
I put them high on the list of great athletes. And right now might be the golden age of men's tennis of all time, even though I always loved watching Borg, McEnroe, Connors, Arthur Ashe, people like that.
Well, you got three guys that just dominate it.
When did you cover that? During that period?
Probably been back in the 80s.
With McEnroe?
McEnroe. I was there. Remember when Connor made the comeback at age 40 and got to the finals? I covered it that year. It was incredible. Jimmy Connor owned the building, that's for sure.
That is awesome. Well, the Pirates don't own the building, Ron. Their starting pitching is brutal right now. It really is. We're talking about how much blame do you put on the organization? How much is flat-out bad luck? Where does Ray Searidge figure in? 412-928-9370. And perhaps related to performance, but certainly related in philosophy, is the Pirates pitching high and tight. And one of the reasons I looked forward to this series was to see if there would be any carryover from what's gone on with the Cubs and the Pirates this year. And Joe Maddon steaming toward the Pirates dugout during that series.
Making sure that Joe West intercepted him.
Yes.
You think if you want to get by Joe West, you can probably do it, right?
You would think. So Maddon tried to go after Clint Hurdle, really, or didn't.
Hurdle's
I'm
a
more
big
with
man.
You on
I
that.
Think that would have been a one-sided fight.
One-punch fight, maybe. But nothing really happened this weekend.
No.
And yet, I think it's an ongoing story. And the Pirates have a reputation, earned or not. And Greg Brown asked Neil Huntington about all of this on Huntington's show yesterday on our air.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think somewhere I saw somewhere along the line that the Cubs have actually thrown more pitches up and in at our hitters than we've thrown up and into theirs. So, you know, Joe's facts aren't even correct on that. But we need to. We need to continue to pound the ball in. We don't want to throw at the head. That's not where we want to be, and that pitch is a mistake. But in this day and age, not only do you have to throw in for strikes, you have to be able to go in off the plate the same way you go out off the plate or down off the plate. And in this day and age, it's more important than ever to be able to go up, not only to the top of the strike zone, but at the, above the top of the strike zone for swings and misses and to change eye levels to then come back with a curveball. So, and the other thing that we talk about all the time is we give pitchers way too much credit for being able to throw the ball where they want to every single pitch. The very best in our game don't do it with their consistency that we think that they do. If you just watch the glove over the course of the game, you'll see any number of times where a fastball is yanked to the opposite side of the plate. Players with below average command and control do it a lot more than players with good command and control. But even players with good command and control, when they're trying to throw the ball up, they may miss up and away, they may miss up and in, and that's the hard part, and that's why there are more pitches near the head in this day and age than there ever has been in the past, because there are many more pitches where the pitcher's intent is to go up, even if it's in the middle of the strike zone. He may either let it ride a little bit, and now it goes up and into a right-handed hitter, or he may yank it, and it goes up and into a left-handed hitter, and that's the hard part about where we are, how we're trying to counter some of the swing approaches in the game today and guys that are looking for balls up out over the plate that they can elevate because of that's kind of the modern philosophy, and it's being rewarded with, as the commissioner's talked about, the ball flight change. And again, it is a hard part of the game, but it's a real part of the game.
Neil, do you think that the Pirates then, quote, reputation is unfair? Or is that kind of a good thing to have people thinking that maybe the Pirates throw in more than other teams, just to get that in the heads of other teams?
Well, there is it's documented. We do throw in more than other teams, but it's just we throw in for strikes more than other teams, and as a result, we probably do miss in off the plate more than other teams. But the reputation that we go head hunting is a false one. It's a false narrative that's easy to carry forward as a rallying cry. The one that we hit people intentionally is also at a higher rate than other teams is also, you know, a false narrative. We do come inside. We have to come inside. It's a part of our program. It's a part of what opens up the outer part of the plate. And in this day and age, if hitters can just look in one zone for one pitch against you, they're going to do significant damage against you. So the idea is we want to open up and in, up, in, down, and away. We need to open up all four quadrants of the strike zone.
So there you go, Ron. Saying we do throw inside more than other teams. We throw inside for strikes more than other teams, but we don't intentionally hit people more than other teams. I tend to think that the Pirates' reputation, and they seem to have everybody in the NL Central ticked off at them, is pretty well earned. And I'll give you the numbers. Hit by pitches. This year they're sixth. Last year they were fourth. 2017 they were 10th, but then you look at
3 years in a row.
13, 14, 15.
Led the league and hit
nobody
batters.
Was close
nope,
to them.
Nope, you're right.
So I think it's well-earned, although they have tailed off a bit. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, you do have to pitch inside, and I buy that nobody wants to hit somebody in the head, but I think hitters tend to overreact to, you know, even something, and I don't know if it was Hurdle or somebody said, go look at some of these pitches that look real inside the way the hitter jerks out of the way. But look how far over the plate he is.
I agree. I agree with that.
And I mean, obviously Anthony Rizzo usually leads the league in getting hit. He is way over the plate when the ball comes in. So if it hits him, it may be close to a strike, yet it looks like it's an inside pitch.
Did they do it enough this weekend, or do you think Madden had the intended effect? If his intended effect was to make his hitters more comfortable, did he succeed? Did the Pirates back off?
Certainly the results would indicate they did. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he served that purpose. I don't know.
It's a tough thing.
It's hard to say. Lyles wasn't around long enough. Lyles was the one he was complaining about the most.
That's right.
Now, he walked four guys, though. So he obviously had a problem wherever he was trying to throw.
He did, but I can't help but wonder if Madden got in his head.
Maybe, because he was the one that prompted it all, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at these numbers. We're talking about their rotation. Lyles past seven starts, 10.13 ERA. Past seven starts. Williams past four starts, 9.53. That's unbelievable. 2.50 you're starting.
If you believe you can win, it's time to make some decisions. And does Lyles stay in the rotation?
I think a lot of it depends on when Brault comes back.
Yeah, and Keller, I think in his last 10 starts in the minors is something like 5-3 with a 2.8 ERA. So I would think may want to give him another shot. The Fan Open golf outing has been rescheduled for Thursday, July 25th at Manor Valley Golf Course. And very limited foursomes are on sale now. Visit 93.7thefan.com to get yours today. Brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, Coors Light, Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. Is that the name of that place, Ron?
Yes, it is.
Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. Why haven't we tried that? Are we going there?
There are a few around.
Jigger's Pub and Penn Murray and the Fan Morning Show Porch Tour is ready to come to your house. Register at 93.7thefan.com now to have the Fan Morning Show guys broadcast from your house with food and drinks for you and your friends. Remaining dates include July 26th and August 16th, brought to you by Gutter Helmet, Old Smoky, Iron City, Fanatic Impressions, Permane Brothers, and J&D Waterproofing. Top of the hour, Ron wrote a story column on the 18-game schedule. Is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? What do we make of the NFL's, quote, proposal to have 18 games, but a individual player limit of 16. Ron, are they kidding me? Let's talk about this coming up at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.